Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
It's the words you never want to hear your spouse say, and it happened last night.
What did you just say?
You've been talking a lot in your sleep lately.
About what?
Things you got to do around the house, or like make the coffee.
Like what things around the house do I have to do that I'm talking about in my sleep?
Making the coffee, cleaning the dishes.
Maybe because I'm stressed that I have a million things to do. And what do you offer to do when I'm talking in my sleep?
I'm the one that usually does the dishes.
Okay. All right.
Now so wait, when he has an argument with you while you're sleeping?
I guess. Why are you talking? You have to do the. I already did the dishes.
Like they're done.
What?
The dishes are done.
I don't know. For some reason, not that I have anything to hide from my husband, but I don't like the idea of me talking in my sleep.
Oh, no. I understand why it would make you nervous, because you have no idea what you're talking
about.
You don't even know if you're making any sense.
Yes. And like, you don't know if you're dreaming, if you're in a weird dream. Like, what things are you saying?
You could say anything in that dream, huh?
Absolutely.
You could be talking to like Channing Tatum or something.
Who knows what could be happening? I mean, it kind of makes sense. So 2 out of 3 people talk in their sleep at different points during their lives. And there's different causes of sleep talking. Here's the boring guy on the internet talking about what these causes are.
1. Fever. People who often talk in dreams are mostly over-tempered, overheated, and nervous.
I mean,
you're like hallucinating.
Well, I guess.
Okay, I understand.
You have a fever.
Yeah,
sure.
Your brain is boiling.
Yeah.
2. Emotional stress. Sleep talking may be caused by excessive stress and mental stress from work and life.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that might be my MO right now.
That might be your box, right?
Yeah, we're moving. There's no more money left. The contractors are running late.
There's no more money left.
Yeah.
A little bit of truth just popping through there, huh? Wow.
I mean, there's a lot of stress happening right now in my life. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, I don't know why I'm worried about the dishes when we have bigger things like a mortgage, but all right.
3. Mental health disorder. Poor mental and psychological conditions may contribute to sleep talking.
Yeah, I could have probably checked that box.
You'd be going insane.
I'm going nuts.
Yeah.
I'm just going nuts.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. And I just don't like the idea that I don't know what I'm saying when I'm asleep. It bothers me.
Well, part of that, too, is the person next to you, how much do they take for truth and, like, you know, weirdness, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't really sleep talk, at least as far as I know, but, you know, I think that my wife would tell me. My wife, from time to time, but not much. My dog does. My dog, he's while he's sleeping, and his legs will be moving.
That's funny.
I don't know if he's scared or chasing a rabbit, but he does it, you know, probably once a week, every 2 weeks. Baxter is a little crazy, so it might be the mental health thing with him.
My kids talk in their sleep.
Really?
Yeah, but I spy like a crazy person.
See?
Like, I immediately.
This is why you don't want to talk in your sleep.
Yeah, because I like listen. I'm like, what are they saying?
It's gospel.
What are they talking
for
about?
You.
Right. I'm like, what are they saying? Poor Dakota, my little one, she like cries because she's like scared of things in her dreams, and
sure.
that breaks my heart.
Yeah.
But Hayden, she's a teenager. I got everything I can get. I take it. So how do you stop talking in your sleep? The best things they say you can do is don't overeat, drink milk. What?
Okay.
Exercise, listen to more music. Listen to this. Eat more rice porridge with Lily.
Where is this coming from?
I don't know. It's the same internet doctor.
They wrote this in the Shire.
Yeah. What is this? And relax the mental health. I don't even know how you do that. Right. The words you never want to hear your spouse say happened last night between my husband and I.
What did you just say?
You've been talking a lot in your sleep lately.
Now, the good news is I'm just rattling off things that I have to do. I have to make the coffee. I do the dishes. I got to pack Dakota's room. But that's terrifying. Yeah, 2 out of 3 people talk in their sleep regularly.
I mean, you have no idea what it is that you're going to say.
Yeah.
Right?
What is it that you said in your sleep or somebody that you know said? 1-800-330-9999. Christine.
Yeah, when I was dating my husband, we used to talk a lot and he used to fall asleep. And at one point, he started talking and he said the bucket he was standing in was empty.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, standing in a bucket that's not empty is difficult.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that makes total sense. That's not weird at all.
But what are you dreaming of? Or what's happening in your world, in your mind,
right?
That you're like, this bucket that I'm standing in right now is empty?
It's empty.
Yes. But our brains are so strange, right?
It's weird.
It is very strange.
Nancy, who's a sleep talker?
Yes. My friend Kim, we go on these ski trips every year, and she is not only a sleep talker, but very, very active in her sleep. The last time that this happened, she bolted upright in bed and was fully asleep, started clapping and yay, and talking about very gibberishly talking about clowns.
And you're like, wait, yeah. What about the clowns?
Right.
It was the activity, though, that was really hilarious to me, the clapping.
Jenny, who was sleep talking? What happened?
So my husband woke up in the middle of the night and looked at me and said, "You're my wife. You're my wife." And I was like, "Yes, I am. I am your wife."
Right.
And was he trying to convince himself?
Sometimes you're trying to figure out where you are, right? If you have a dream that's so vivid and you wake up, you're confused. You're just looking for something stable and secure in the world. Thank God it was you. Right?
Rebecca, who was sleep talking?
It was my roommate. And it was genuinely freaky because he sleepwalks, but he just shot up out of bed. And he said, "It is time. It is time." And he kept repeating, "It is time." He tried to head toward the front door and onto the street. Obviously, I stopped him before he got to the front door. But he just kept repeating, "It is time." He looked like a sleeper agent.
You know what? Honestly, if that happened to me, I would have let him go. Let him go. It's time. Okay, you go get that calling wherever you are. Because that sounds like some paranormal crazy. That did not sound cool at all.
Do you stop a person that's doing that?
I told him about it the next morning. He didn't believe me.
Nope. I'll let you go.
How does he get back into his bed? I don't understand.
That's his problem. He's probably going to go walk into that portal to hell or wherever it was he was going. Wherever he was receiving that message. That's on him. That's not on me. Do we have this month's rent? Great. I'll find another roommate. Bye.
All right, Patrick, who is a sleep talker?
So I'm the sleep talker, and I was actually told by my girlfriend that I kept saying, "End it, end it, end it," when, and she was questioning what that meant, and I had actually been on the fence of breaking up with her, and I guess in my dream I was breaking up with her, and I just used that as an opportunity to end it.
Or you thought you were given the option to pull the plug.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
It just got real dark.
I've thought about it, Doc. And I want to pull the plug. No, no, sir. Your girlfriend is totally fine.
She's totally recovering.
Fine. Right, right. She's got a cold. She's going to be out of here in the next hour or so. No, it's time to end it.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.